Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. Let's talk about some of the headlines from across the country today, starting with, will we see legal casinos in Thailand very soon?
Well, I don't know about that, but the Casino Committee of Thailand reported it will discuss legal casino and entertainment complexes at a city council meeting tomorrow in a bid to gain approval from the cabinet. The Thai government has been discussing the potential establishment of a legal casino and entertainment complex since last year, and the year before, and the year before. However, to evaluate the casino industry, a special committee has been established by the government. Additionally, several surveys have been conducted to gauge the level of support for a legal gambling establishment within the Thai community. The Pheu Thai Party MP and Casino Committee of Thailand spokesperson revealed in a survey conducted in July last year that over 80% of Thai citizens want a legalized casino complex and that Bangkok would be the best location for a casino. I don't know, I've not been part of that percentage of people who have been surveyed, but okay, 80% of Thais want it. An update on the project has been silent until yesterday. But the Pheu Thai Party MP and the Deputy Director of the Casino Committee announced that the committee will bring the topic back to the cabinet table for discussion tomorrow. If the casinos were to happen, it would be a collaboration between the government and the private sector. The casino business in Macau and Singapore would act as a model for Thai casinos, and the committee agreed that Thailand should legalize both online and offline casino games. The committee also formulated rules for the patrons. The casino would be accessible to both foreign and Thai individuals who are 21 years or older, and every gambler will be required to pay entrance fee, but we don't know how much that entrance fee is. Also, I'm kind of a little bit perplexed by the 21 years or older to enter the casino, because that's such an American thing to do. It's a very arbitrary number, because in Thailand, you can get your driving license at 18 and you can legally vote at 20, I believe, or 18. So why is this casino 21? That's a very American thing. So it seems like they're taking different rules from different countries to apply here.
Yeah. I think the strangest, like transport law, for example, you can get a motorbike license at 15. I don't know the logic behind that. But 21 just sounds better, so that it attracts the more, you know, mature. Anyone who's ever watched a casino movie in Hollywood. It's like, yeah, it's like very Americanized. So possibly because of that.
Right.
Or they just wanted to standardize it, I guess. But what do you guys think about casinos?
I think it's interesting that they're doing this now when the Chinese is coming back.
Good observation, actually. Yeah.
Now it's to lure them, I think.
Very good point.
Well, yeah, I think they've been talking about it like more.
Yeah.
Seriously since last year. But yeah, I think apart from the Chinese tourists, because I think they still have like Macau and stuff, but like. I think Thailand, hopefully, it'll be interesting to see if they allow Thai nationals into the casinos. Because some Asian countries don't allow their own nationals to.
Because now, like, a lot of Thais go to casinos in the border between Thailand and Cambodia anyway.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I wonder how they got that statistics, that statistic 80%. Of 80% Thai people.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, because, we really want it.
Yeah, because allegedly, surveys can be manipulated, and it depends on what question you ask.
Oh, yeah, surveys.
Do you like playing the lottery?
No, I don't. Never.
No. I mean, like, pretend like you're a normal Thai person.
I love
Do you
lottery.
Like playing the lottery, Khun Natty?
Yes.
Well, she loves gambling. We need to open
Yeah, maybe casinos. That's the question.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Everybody calm down. Like, okay.
Okay.
On the topic of legal casinos, I would like to talk a little bit about the arrests that have been made in 2022. Because Thailand's Ministry of Digital Economy and Society says that more than 1,000 people have been arrested in 2022 for online fraud and gambling. Now, you might be like, wait, 1,500 people only? This is more of the people who were running these gambling sites and these online fraud scams. The Cybercrime Control Committee announced the statistics in the first meeting of the year. 166 suspects were nabbed for their roles in call center scams. 461 were reprimanded over illegal online gambling websites, while 270 were arrested over online trading fraud. Authorities seized about 118,530 SIM cards over phishing calls and messages. 58,463 bank accounts were opened illegally for the sale purpose of conducting cybercrime, and 6,024 illegal website URLs were closed. So overall, Thailand's better than it was last year because, yes, the pandemic did create a lot and lot of scams. I still get a lot of text messages from like, oh, claim your 6,000 baht, or like, I'll normally get a go check up on your delivery package.
Yeah,
and they ask you to click a link or whatever, and I'm like, and I often ask myself, wait, did I order something? You know, especially like during Christmas and New Year. So I was like, did I order something? It could be. Do you guys still get messages?
Yeah, I get messages. Actually, one of my friends who he is looking for a job right now, he said that he was looking, and then they were like, oh, would you like to be a salesperson? If you want to be, we'll train you, but you have to pay this fee for us to train you. And he's like, But if you click yes within the next 6 minutes, you'll get like a 50% discount. I'm like, nah, I'm not going to do that. So he clicked out.
Yeah.
And then it says like, it's $3 now. What? You know, like, so it's a huge scam. Like, so it went from $200-something to like $100-something to $3. It's like, that's definitely a scam.
Yeah, for sure.
But this is not in Thailand, by the way. But yeah, people get scammed everywhere.
They target like the desperate people. I think people who need a job, people who is trying to. No, it's true though. Yeah, that's who they target at the end of the day. So,
sorry, I said oh no for a completely different thing. can I share a completely irrelevant experience? The thing where you said, so I have a subscription for a website called The Athletic, which is from the New York Times, I think, parent company. And they normally charge $10 a month to use it. Wow, now, so it's The Athletic is like every sport is basically covered, like every sport you could think about with proper journalists. And it's like, it's amazing. But I'm like, it's not worth $10. I can watch Netflix for $5 a month. So I went to go cancel it. So normally they do is like that yearly subscription, and it was like $1 a month. I was like, okay, who doesn't mind paying $1? So I paid for the 1 year. My 1 year finished, and automatically it changed to $10.
Oh,
rude, Athletic. And then I got it on my card, and I was like, what? So I went to go cancel it, and they're like, are you sure? We can give you a discount. We'll give it to you for $7 only for you because we value your thing. And I'm like, all right, no, a second time. I was like, no, I still want to cancel it. And it's like, all right, because you are a valued customer, we'll give it back to you for $1. And I was like,
what?
And I was like, what?
Now
is
I'm canceling the whole thing.
I was like, what is this nonsense?
Did
I was
you
like,
continue?
So I had to say, yeah, of course I continued.
Oh, what? Okay, so hey, you continued getting
the deal
scammed.
Is a deal is a deal is a deal. I was like, that's what I wanted. $1 a month. I'm happy to pay that for 12 months. Yeah. That's fine. But yeah, the fact that I had to say no twice to finally get what I want. Was a
trick.
Strange experience.
I guess it's an American thing that because what my friend went through was in America also.
Oh,
so
okay.
So maybe it's
but that was like a
you.
Proper scam. But I felt like I'm being scammed. But
by
how
athletics.
Annoying would it be? Imagine if I renewed for $10 and then my friend did the same thing and got $1, I'd be like,
yeah,
hey,
not
you
cool.
Get out of here. Okay.
But don't worry, for Tiger members, we're very upfront with our prices, right?
yes, Tiger memberships. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we actually go to the break, our last update is actually regarding the tourist tax.
They've been talking about since last year, and still this is not confirmed, and it is subject to cabinet approval. Authorities plan to start collecting a 300 baht fee from foreign tourists arriving in the country beginning in June, and this is according to the tourism and sports minister. And the money raised will be used to support visitors involved in accidents and develop tourist destinations. But fees won't be collected from foreigners with work permits and border passes. So the country expects about 25 million tourist arrivals this year compared with 11.8 million last year, so more than double. And tourism is a crucial sector in our country, as we all know, and contribute about 12% of the gross domestic product before the pandemic. And they forecast that tourism spending will reach at least over 2 trillion baht this year. So with the Chinese coming back as well, they're hoping that this 300 baht fee would help develop tourist destinations and help with other tourist stuff in the country.
I don't know how people will be able to collect this tax. So normally what they do is they add this tax onto your airfare.
I think
so. As a Thai citizen, when you book your ticket, you're obviously going to put your Thai passport in. So they know you're a Thai national, you don't get charged. For example, me, I have a residence permit here. I have a work permit here. But when I apply, it will be with my Indian passport. So when I fly in, I'll already pay the 300 tax on my airline ticket. And then what? I have to go collect it or have to go claim it. And it's for what? 300 baht?
Yeah.
So it's the process of getting that money back is a lot more annoying than actually paying it. So I don't know how many expats would go through the trouble
but
to get that money back.
They put it in like the hotel fees and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Like in America, when you pay tax for the hotel,
okay,
it's like 16% or something for that.
Wow, high.
Yeah. Depending on the state, but
yes. Oh. But don't you just go through booking.com?
Yeah, you still have to pay the state.
Okay.
Tax, but depends how they're gonna implement this. But definitely 300 baht will be added to whatever.
But then hotel tax is everywhere, even in Thailand.
Yeah, yeah, but this is to the state.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you're saying, but I'll just go with it. Americans. All right, ladies.
No, there's other countries too. I'm saying.
No, I would like it to be known that Sarah has targeted the United States of America.
No, 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 no. But yeah, but there's actually a table on thetiger.com on this article. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go look at all the different, you know, prices and taxes in other countries to see that we're not the only one collecting 300 baht. So to make you feel better, at least.
Yeah, people have mixed feelings about the tourist tax.
Yeah.
For now, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we've got two good stories. We've got a story regarding Pattaya sex workers and condoms. Mm-hmm. And
two good stories. Okay.
A flight that departed by leaving 55 passengers left on the bus.
Oh, no.
These are good stories.
Yeah.
Okay.
Find out more after the break.
Ready and join the fun at Carnival Magic, the world's first Thai carnival theme park. Don't miss the opportunity to experience the enchantment of the magical wonders at the one, the only, Carnival Magic Phuket.
Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand, and this show is brought to you by Carnival Magic, one of the newest and best attractions on the island of Phuket. If you're with your family, your loved one, or even by yourself, you're on a trip. On a trip. If you know what I mean. You can enjoy Carnival Magic. It is a very friendly environment. It's a lot of fun to be had. And if you've got an evening free, test it out. We made a video about it. Check it out. If you are still haven't made up your mind, you won't be disappointed.
You can see Jay dance.
Yeah.
In that video.
It's very fun.
Well, I will dance once again. Not right now, but I would like to dance and celebrate the our newest Tiger member. His name is Clive Walker. Ooh, we all know him, actually. I've seen him many times in the live chat. But Clive Walker just became our newest Tiger member.
Oh, sweet. Thank you. So
thanks for joining the Tiger family, Clive. All right. Let's talk about Pattaya sex workers. Why don't they use condoms? In particularly, the younger sex workers. This is true.
Okay.
Here we go. In perhaps the worst city to not wear a condom, Pattaya sex workers are reportedly using condoms less than in pre-COVID days, according to the disease control officials. A nurse from Pattaya's Communicable Disease Prevention and Control Department said that a number of reported cases of AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases has gone up since 2019. And last month, it was reported that the percentage of AIDS infections and rising STDs among young Thais has been increased. We went through a couple of stories last year where the government is really trying very hard to increase sexual education, STD awareness, safe sex practices amongst younger Thai teens, and is also providing free contraception for young Thai women. So it's a bit alarming, or, you know, a cautionary tale that there's been an increase in HIV, STDs, and AIDS cases in Pattaya, especially amongst the younger sex workers. However, even the public health minister, everyone's favorite health minister, stressed the need to inform people about the need to use protection during sex. So be aware. This is just a quick update. If you would like to read the full article, it's on thetiger.com. But be safe out there. Mm. All right.
All righty.
Our last story is regarding travel. Now, Nettie, I know me and you were in Bangkok over the New Year. Mm-hmm. Not as fortunate as some people who, you know, got to travel a little. And that's okay.
Okay.
So, you know, one Sarah.
I was here in New Year's in Thailand. I didn't go anywhere.
Okay. Were you?
Yeah, I was here.
No invites, I guess. All right. One voice of God was also away. My point being, it can be frustrating at an airport when you're traveling. You've got anxiety. Mm. You know, some people, oh, my God, I'm running late for my flight. Oh, my flight is delayed. I'm going to reach late. What am I going to do? Mm-hmm. Shit happens. Oh. But imagine
Yes. You've
already boarded for your flight. Yeah? You've arrived. What?
You said poo-poo.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I did. It's okay. No, I'm just saying.
Okay.
You go to the airport. Wow. You're stressed. You're ready to travel. Mm. But you've made it to the airport in time. You've checked in. You've got your boarding pass. You've put your bags in.
Feels safe.
You know, you've had your Burger King. And you even board for the flight. But it's a remote gate, which means that you have to take the shuttle bus to the plane. So 55 passengers had that same experience where they got into the shuttle bus, went to the plane and realized, hey, wait a second, where's the plane?
Oh, no.
We're waiting in the bus, but where's the plane? The plane left them.
Oh, this is not funny. Sorry.
That's right. Feel bad.
Yeah. Well, this actually happened on an Indian flight. But every flight passenger's nightmare came to fruition. And 55 passengers crammed into a bus sat there for an hour while their flight forgot about them. And this incident took place in India on a flight operated by budget airline Go First. A flight took off from Bengaluru Airport. The airline, formerly known as Go Air, managed to leave the 55 passengers stranded on the tarmac in the southern Indian state of Karnataka in a display of logistic and bad organization skills. Ironically, the airline did manage to efficiently leave on time.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it was set to depart at 6:20 a.m. And to the T, they were like, all right, you know, we can't delay the flight for nobody, even if they've already got onto the shuttle bus and are waiting downstairs. We must move. The passengers checked in their luggage. And, everything was done, basically. And initially, the ground staff didn't even know. Once people started complaining, they were like, hey, has the flight left? You know, they start radioing in. Natty, calling Natty. Natty, I've got 55 passengers waiting on the tarmac for Go First Airline.
Oh,
I
no.
can't see it.
Oh,
you
no.
don't know where it went.
This is so bad, yeah.
Did they change the gate? Go First officially came out and apologized on Twitter for the inconvenience. Obviously, there were a lot of angry passengers, and the customers... they just basically got an apology, and it was the airline's negligence. At first, you know, some of the ground staff, they did the thing that all airline staff do, lie to their customers. They were like, don't worry, the plane will come back. Yeah, no, that plane ain't coming back for no one. It's already took off. It's going to its destination. You're not important enough.
Oh, no. Imagine they said that.
That's the truth. A follow-up investigation by news agency ANI found that two of the 55 stranded passengers were refunded for the flight. The other 53 were moved to other flights on other airlines to get to their destination. So they were accommodated to go to their other airline. Granted, they were very frustrated and angry and had a huge waste of time. But yeah, it's been a rough week for airlines in India in general. Air India's flight crew and pilot came under fire for their poor handling of a drunken passenger who peed on an old woman during one of the flights.
Oh my gosh, what is this?
Yeah.
Oh no.
Go First is currently investigating the incident to find answers and how this incredible blunder happened. But yeah, Air India and Go First, not a great PR moment for these two great airlines in India.
Their slogan should be "Go first, arrive last."
Yes, oh, yeah. Go first. Yes,
that's a good one.
Or I was thinking more of a like, we went first. Like we literally told you.
Yeah.
That but yours was better.
Well, the peeing on the old woman sounded horrible. How does that even the projectile? It must be very impressive.
Well, he was drunk and he was just like,
Do drunk people have a more progressive?
Maybe it was just like running. I don't know.
I don't know.
There's more to the story, but anyway, I hope this story brought some. A few laughs and a little chuckles. Hopefully you weren't one of these passengers, because I can definitely imagine that not being fun. But yeah, those were some of the headlines from across Thailand today, even though the last story had nothing to do with Thailand, but I just wanted to talk about it. On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we hope you have a great Thursday. We'll see you live tomorrow morning. Once again, until then, take care. See you. Bye-bye. Bye.